Okay, today's halacha psuka. Notice I stopped saying 62nd halacha psuka. We're moving over to Yeridaya. If a store has two tiers of pricing, one on credit and one if you pay cash, that's also, that's a problem. A huge problem of ribis. Of course, the problem is if you buy on credit and I charge the higher price. If you buy in cash and pay the lower price, it's no problem. That's the basic halacha. If it's very clear that there's a basic price for this particular item, and the store is giving a discount if you pay cash, and that's very clear, then the Chochmas Adam holds its mutter, and Rov Achronim hold that's also osur. If it's posted, if there's a two-tiered system of pricing, then again, that's a problem if you pay the higher price with the credit, if you buy on credit. If it's clear, a store's been selling an item for 1,500 shekel for the last 2 years, and now they say, we're putting it on sale, and it's cash only, the sale, and we'll charge you 1,300 shekel if you pay cash. Not if the store, you know, if normally they let you take on credit, and now they're saying if you pay cash, 1,300. The Chochmas Adam is mekel. I believe the poskim, it's hard to say, if they ask a shayla. But most really answer that also. I don't understand gas stations. It seems to me if a steer station is owned by a yid, then it's also to go by, if there's two pricings there, a gas station is very common to have two prices, credit card and cash. The gas station is owned by a yid. He has to wait for his money somewhat. So I don't see why that's mutter. So a heter would be if he's only passing on the charge that it cost them to process the credit card. I don't believe that's the case, first of all. Then every store would pass. I don't believe that's the metzias, that's the reality, that he's only passing on the charge of processing the credit card. If it is the case, then of course it's, not of course, but then it's mutter. Everybody's mind that that's mutter, if they just pass along the cost of processing the credit card. But if they're charging more because they have to, because you're buying on credit, then I don't understand why it's mutter. Again, if there would be a clearly defined price for gasoline, and that would be the higher price, and they're giving you a discount if you pay cash, then according to the Chochmas Adam, it's mutter. But gasoline doesn't have a clearly defined price. They charge, or maybe it does in Eretz Yisrael. So is it the credit price? Is the clearly defined price? If a gas station is owned by a yid, then I don't understand why it's mutter to buy gas on credit at the higher price. Unless someone will tell me, either A, they're only passing on the cost of processing the credit card, then it's mutter, or B, there's a clearly defined price for gas, and that's the credit price, and they're giving you a discount if you pay cash. That's also mutter. Okay.
Do you have any problem with our...